Today is Friday, January 17th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Something Day. As soon as I pull it up, I'll let you know. It's National Popeye the Sailor Man Day. It's National Classy Day. National Bootleggers Day. National Hot Buttered Rum Day. There you go. I think I've said this at least once before, because even thinking about it, I get a memory tickle in the back of my head. So it's likely that I've said this before. But for all of you new listeners, all those brand new listeners that I have that know nothing about me or my life, I have I'm going to say great uncle. I think brother to a grandmother, potentially. Or cousin. I don't know. Anyway, we referred to him as uncle. But I think he's a great uncle. And he was a bootlegger. So, yeah. I lived in a dry county. And so I don't think he... Gosh, I'm getting so much deja vu when I'm talking about this. Like, Adam, you have said these things before, but I'm sure I have, because this was the same last year. I'm sure the national day was the same last year and the year before and the year before. So it's likely that I have repeated it, but he was a bootlegger. I don't think he made moonshine or something. He could have. But I don't think so. I think he more would go buy alcohol in cities or towns or counties where it was allowed. And he would have it at home. And then if anyone needed it, they could go to him and buy it. And he would, you know, obviously mark it up a little bit so he made some money. And so, yeah. But I don't think he made anything himself. He could have, but I don't think he did. So I don't know how you guys are going to celebrate Bootlegger Day, because you probably don't want to break the law or go to someone who's breaking the law to buy your alcohol when you can just, you know, go somewhere where it's legal, which is most places. So yeah, I'm not sure. All right, so let's see what has happened. Well, so yesterday we were supposed to go. So Thursday we were supposed to go to a show. It's like a play. It's Insidious, but it is a play version of Insidious. So if you've seen any of the Insidious movies, it's based on that. And we really didn't know anything about it. We did not know anything about it. And so, we went in blind, and it was a dress rehearsal. And this was the dress rehearsal for the dress rehearsal, basically. And so we knew that there was a chance that it was free. So we knew there was a chance they may have some starts and stops. They may, you know, it may not be perfect, although the last dress rehearsal we went to for free, they did the whole show, and we didn't have to, there were no stops, and it was basically just like a performance. I think it was Hamilton, I want to say, but it was like watching a normal show, and it was free. There was nothing. So we get there, and they're supposed to let us in around 7:30 or start around 7:30. We get there around 7:20, and they're still not letting people in. So Mark and I went to the restroom, did that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Then finally, maybe 5 minutes before, so maybe 7:25, they start letting people in. And that was a little worrying to begin with, because like, what are they doing? And then when we started going in, one of the door answering, or one of the door people, whatever you call them, ushers, said, hey, it's a mess in there, you know, please be careful, watch, you know, don't trip over things or whatever. It's still very much a work in progress. And we were like, what? So we go in and they have all of these tables set up all over the place in the seating area where producers and, I don't know, crew are like, you know, have been working and watching the rehearsals and doing things. And they've got the musical director and the sound effect person and the whoever, you know, costumes and all this kind of stuff. And we're sitting there for maybe 10 minutes, and then somebody comes out on stage and says, hi, he's British, or it sounded like he was British anyway. He says, good day, everyone. No, that's Australian. He says, cheerio. I don't know. He said something, and it was a British accent, so there you go. And he goes, I'm the director, yada, yada, yada. Then he goes on to say, hey, thank you so much for coming to tonight's performance. But I am sorry to tell you that we are not prepared. We are not ready to do a dress rehearsal. We had some snow around here recently. So he's like, due to the snow, that's an easy thing to blame it on, right? Because I don't. The snow only lasted on the road for maybe less than a day, so it didn't really impact getting around. There is still some snow on the ground even today, a week later, but it has not impacted driving. But he goes, due to the snow and some sickness that we've had in the crew, we are not at a point where we're ready for a complete dress rehearsal today, but we've gotten to a certain point in our tech rehearsals today, and we want to show you something. So we're going to go through the last three scenes, but there may be stopping and blocking and all this kind of stuff. It's a tech rehearsal, but he's like, and you're free to leave at the moment, you know, and you can come back tomorrow. We're going to do a full dress rehearsal, or if you want to stay, and if you find the process of rehearsing to be interesting. And Mark and I hadn't had dinner, and we weren't quite sure if they were still going to end at the normal time, because we had planned for it to end by, you know, 8:50 or 9 o'clock, which is late for dinner, but still, we wanted to get home at a reasonable hour. And so we were like, okay, we'll stay and watch. And so we sat there, and they started, and it's supposed to be scary, but it is, well, it's hard to say because this was a rehearsal, but it's supposed to be an immersive experience where they use the entire theater, and it's in, you're part of the play. Like, the audience is part of the play because everyone is there. Apparently the theater has been possessed by various bad guys from the Insidious movies, and it's supposed to be really scary and foreboding and all of this kind of stuff when I was reading online about it. But based on the rehearsal, they did one scene, and this monster, this guy who was playing the monster, was wearing these high heel hooves and could not walk in them. He was like tripping all over himself and stuff. His growl, he had to growl, and it sounded like some fake growl. Somebody told us it was like a 60. He was completely in a mask and completely covered from head to toe. So you couldn't tell how old or you could even tell the gender really of the person in the costume, but then they go, oh man, that's like a 60-year-old man in that costume. And he's having to like walk around in these high heel hooves. And it wasn't scary at all. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And then they get to the end of that one scene, and they've spent like half an hour just like standing on stage talking, and he's like, we're going to do some blocking now, and yada, yada, yada. I mean, and it was, and yeah, I know. He told us at the beginning that they were not ready to do, you know, whatever. But regardless, they were not ready. It wasn't good. Like, the one scene we saw wasn't good. And so Mark and I decided to leave early. I was like, if they're still doing like this at 8 o'clock, do you want to just leave? Because we can go get food and have dinner and stuff. And he said, yes. So at 8 o'clock, they were still blocking the first scene. And the first scene that we had saw, and this didn't even start at the beginning of the play. They were in the doing the last three scenes of the play. So we had no context of what was going on. And the acting wasn't really looking all that great. It was just nothing. I hope they get it together. Maybe the dress rehearsal tonight's going to be better, but we left. You know, at the very least, it was an experience. That's what I've got to say. That's about it. It wasn't good. And it really wasn't fun watching the rehearsal either. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.